Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and I'm here today with a special report. As the world's biggest tech companies release their first quarterly figures of this year, we're going to look at who were the winners and who were the losers in the first 3 months of 2016. Facebook was the big winner this quarter, with figures showing high growth levels of a 52% annual hike in earnings in Q1. This amounts to around $5.4 billion, with 82% of that coming from the company's mobile advertising. The site's monthly active users have jumped up as well, with a 21% year-on-year increase to what is now a staggering 1.65 billion users per month. Mark Zuckerberg commented on the success by stating that the good start to the year was because Facebook is focused on a 10-year roadmap to give everyone in the world the power to share anything they want with anyone. Internet retailer Amazon also shared good news by vastly exceeding its quarterly estimates, taking $2 billion over its forecast turnover. With a net income for the first quarter of $513 billion and a revenue of over $29 billion, the new figures for this year compare with $22.7 billion in revenue in the first quarter of 2015. This news confirms that Amazon has now had four straight quarters of positive earnings, which will answer questions as to whether the company can remain profitable despite spending on new ventures such as Amazon Logistics. Other companies who performed well include LinkedIn, whose revenue has grown by 35% compared to the same period last year, to $828.5 million. Search engines Baidu and Yandex also performed very well, with Chinese Baidu reporting a 31.2% year-on-year increase, pulling in $2.45 billion since the start of the year. Similarly, Russian search engine Yandex performed even better, with a 34% growth in revenue, bringing the total for this quarter up to $243.7 million. However, amongst all the news of increased earnings for a handful of some of the biggest companies in the world, others perhaps had less to celebrate. In contrast to Facebook and Amazon, Apple in particular had a bad week, announcing that it sold 51.2 million iPhones during the last quarter. That number's down from 61.2 million units sold in the same period in 2015. Notably, this is one of the first times sales of the product have decreased since the first generation of iPhone was released in 2007. This news means that the company's revenue for the first quarter has fallen by 13% since last year, bringing the total to just over $50 billion. News wasn't much better for Google's parent company Alphabet either, as the second most valuable public company in the world saw a fall from its forecasted results. For the eighth time in the last 12 quarterly reports, Alphabet has missed its forecast, this time by 6%. Whilst Google is performing well itself, with paid clicks jumping by 29% year-on-year, Alphabet saw an operating loss of $801 million, up from $633 million. Analysts have said that this is likely caused by the lack of profit from the company's other bet projects, which include life sciences research organization Verily and fast internet provider Fiber. Meanwhile, Yahoo also suffered, reporting a sharp first quarter drop in revenue of 18%. On top of this, however, the company expects an even bigger drop of 20% by the end of the second quarter in June. When asked why Apple and Google were not succeeding where Facebook was, Brandon Geisler of Marsico Capital said that Mark Zuckerberg's company was doing much better than Apple and Google because they embraced the switch to mobile and away from desktop early on. According to Geisler, Facebook invested heavily in front of the switch to mobile and is reaping the benefits. Apple has admitted that large parts of its future lie in the creation of software and services for the hardware it's already sold and not in creating new hardware. Similarly, Google has recently concentrated more on their efforts on projects such as driverless cars and super fast internet in an attempt to move away from desktop limited businesses. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.